11. Bankruptcy. Once I finished up with my character sheet, I decided to check in on Nick. He'd finished up shortly after. Apparently, he was sticking with dumping everything into intellect, except for the 5 free points he got from the achievement. That went into agility after he'd seen my dodging and damage output. It wasn't something he needed to put a lot of points into, but those 5 points would help for now. He spent his skill points boosting his engineering skills and mana infusion. Including the skill ups from the fight, he got the base gnomish engineering to 10 and the sub-skills to 5 each. Apparently, that was one of the requirements for Artificer. The plan was to claim the mine and then finish his Artificer quest. First, we had to actually clear the godforsaken place. That was feeling easier said than done after our last fight. Nick, can you make some more flash bombs? I only have 1 left, I asked, worried we'd need way more than that. He rummaged through his pack for a bit with a furrowed brow before looking up and saying, I can probably make 2 more now that I've skilled up. Looks like one of the benefits is burning fewer materials to make stuff below my level. I can also dump more mana into each one and probably get a longer blind out of it, he explained. Perfect. We're probably going to need them. Let's head downstairs, and you can work on making them while I gather our loot, I suggested. Nick nodded his assent and quickly gathered up his gear and followed me downstairs. The tunnel was filled with the carnage of our previous battle, but I tuned it out for the time being. I couldn't let myself get lost in the destruction wrought by a single gadget from a nervous gnome. For a moment, it was terrifying to consider the power and potential he had, until I was able to convince myself that he couldn't pull off the same sort of thing against higher-level enemies. He can't. Can he? Once we confirmed that nothing and no one had come up from the bottom floor, Nick found a nice spot and got to work on more bombs for me. As we'd planned, I started digging through corpses. I made a beeline for the nearest soldiers. I didn't get to see their equipment earlier, but I was pleased to see that they were all carrying the gnomish longswords like I'd found on the surface. They were a really nice quality, so I expected they would sell for a solid chunk of gold. 3 of them still had their gnomish infantry armor intact. 1 was set aside for later for me to give to Nick. It had better defense than Nick's by about 2 points, and apparently artificers tended to wear heavier armor to protect themselves from their own creations. I briefly wished they were bigger, so that it wouldn't turn into a chainmail crop top on me, but then I realized they were much heavier than what I was used to. My consolation prize was that the soldiers each had a handful of gold on them when they died. Wages, I assumed. The Komodos presented an interesting possibility, though. Alfred, can these be skinned? I mean, can you get materials for leathers and such from animals like this? I asked. Animals like this would be a great source of skins in other games.
Yes, sir. It is a skill you will have to learn. Based on your accomplishments so far, however, I believe you can pick it up quickly by attempting to skin these lizards. You simply need to use a knife to try removing the lizard's hide with the intent of gathering materials, he explained.
I lucked out and found a knife on one of the soldiers that was obviously made for utility and not combat. Doing as Alfred instructed, I managed to absolutely mutilate the lizard's flank before I finally managed to get some of the reptile's scaly hide in a large enough piece for the game to recognize it as an item. You receive Komodo Dragon Hide x1. New skill, skinning, level 1. Animals and certain monsters up to the skill level can be skinned without penalty. Skinning higher level enemies increases the chance of damaging or destroying available materials.
Sir, if I may, I looked at Alfred after he spoke up and nodded for him to continue. The skinning skill is not limited to removing a creature's hide. It also allows you to remove other useful body parts.
Oh, this was going to get gross. I just knew it. I started with trying to get as much of the hide as I could, starting with the other side of the torso and moving on to the tail. I was met with varying degrees of success.
Skinning has increased to level 2. You receive Komodo Dragon Hide, x5.
Alfred was right. I'm not even done with my first one, and I've already picked up the skill and a 2nd level. I think back to what I know about Komodos in the real world and remember the big bastards are venomous on Earth and have big-ass claws. First, I probably didn't need to recall nature documentaries to remember the claws since I was staring at a dead specimen right in front of me. Second, I was going to assume I was just really fucking lucky and that's why I didn't get a nasty debuff when I was bitten during the fight. I started with the claws, but broke three of the claws of the first foot and two on the second before I got the hang of it and managed to get five off of each of the last two. You receive Komodo Dragon Claw, times 15. Skinning has increased to level 4. Two increases? How did that happen, Alfred? Did the game treat the claws as separate attempts?
That's correct, sir. Each claw was a separate attempt. The first two were the ones that technically increased the skill level. That's why you were able to get all five claws on the last two.
Interesting. Thank you for clarifying so much of what goes on under the hood, by the way. I'm not sure if I ever told you.
Sir, I'm an artificial intelligence, purpose-built to assist you during gameplay. Your gratitude, or lack thereof, does not affect my commitment to providing guidance as required. That being said, you are very most welcome. So far, my tenure as your guide has been most pleasant, based on my understanding of the concept, and I hope that we are able to continue working so well together.
I was very much taken aback by Alfred being so chatty all of a sudden. This was only my second day in-game with him, so even if he could develop something akin to human emotions, I wouldn't have expected it to happen so quickly. Then again, he did have full access to my mind according to the terms of service, so I guess he was on an accelerated timetable when it came to bonding. Getting back to the task at hand, I decided it was time to try getting the venom sack and fangs out. I pried the mouth open and looked inside to see sharp teeth. Right before my hand touched the first one, I noticed they also happened to be dripping venom. Perception has increased to 4. Well, that was another lucky break for me. Hey, Nick, do you have any protective gloves that would protect from venom? I asked from where I was squatting by the corpse. I looked over and saw him pause his work to rummage through his things.
Yeah, there's a pair in here that might actually fit you. They're made for handling toxic materials, and they're too big for me, but they aren't intended for delicate work, so I make do, he answered.
I ran over to where Nick was working, grabbed the gloves, and returned to my work. My perception and skinning skill told me that I should be able to get about 4 teeth from an average Komodo, but I only managed to get 2 out without breaking them to the point of being non-usable. You receive Venomous Komodo Fang, times 2. The venom sac required a little more digging. I nearly popped it, but managed to get it out in one piece. You receive Komodo Venom Sac. Now that I've gotten a better feel for getting parts off these things, I started to work on the other 3 Komodos. This time, I was able to skin them clean without damaging anything. By the time I finished, I was able to add 24 pieces of hide, 60 claws, 12 fangs, and 3 more sacks to my collection. I was rewarded for the dirty work with a surprising notification. Skinning has increased to 6. Minor trait obtained. Use the whole buffalo, minor. Requirement: successfully skin at least 2 creatures with levels equal to or greater than your skinning skill without damaging or destroying any parts. Effect: increase effective level of skinning skill by 2. Note: does not increase actual skill level, meaning it does not slow down progression or count against your maximum total skill levels. Neat. I imagine that's more helpful at lower levels, but it looks like it can be improved to the point of adding a larger bonus. For now, every little bit helps, I thought to myself after reading the notification. Speaking of every little bit, it's time to sort through the miners. I mean, what's left of them, at any rate. The game mercifully seemed to understand the intent of my actions and the ridiculous challenge of trying to sort through nearly 100 charred kobold corpses. As I approached the trail of death and destruction I'd ignored on the way back down, corpses started dissolving and leaving behind what loot there was to be had. The pickaxe of every single miner survived. As I'd come to expect, they were gnome-made and of comparable quality to the ones we bought in town. I felt foolish now for haggling for the ones we got, but it was good for skill levels, I guess. The miners also seemed to be carrying wages on them. While they only seemed to make about half what the soldiers made, there were 24 times the number of miners, so it was still a significant amount of money. "Nick, you mind if we sort the rest of the loot out at the end?" I asked when I realized how big of a pain in the ass it would be.
"Actually, Jack, I was hoping you might be willing to take all of the loot when we leave. You said you've got some skills for getting better prices, so it seems to make more sense for you to sell everything we're picking up in here and then just split the money with me.
I suddenly realized I hadn't heard Nick stutter in a while. I guess he was nervous asking for another favor. On the other hand, it was a smart move. I could get up to 10% more gold for the loot when we sell it. Considering the sheer amount of stuff we had so far, that could mean quite a bit of extra gold. I was all done with the looting, but Nick looked like he was still hard at work on his grenades. I decided not to interrupt for now. "Nick, you can finish up your work. I'm going to scout the next floor. We need to know what we're up against," I said as I stood up to head downstairs. After staring at Nick for a few moments, I decided to take the fact that he hadn't reacted in any way, shape, form, or fashion as his agreement to continue doing the thing that he had yet to stop doing. Man, that guy can hyperfocus. The path to the next level doubled back several times more than the tunnel coming down to the second level. If there were any light sources at the bottom, I wouldn't be able to see them until I was almost on them. The voices coming from the final level carried into the tunnel, however.
"It is not my fault that your hirelings are dead, Orc," yelled the gravelly voice floating into the tunnel as I made my way closer. "Ghostman promised gunk real orcs. Ghostman sends tiny little kobolds instead. Kobolds no fight, too small. Orcs fight and mine all for Ghostman. Orcs get all the iron right out from under the little gnomies' noses,"
came an angry and deep voice in response. As the one named Gonk spoke, I could hear his jowls quiver with anger. He did not enjoy how the apparent negotiations were going. Perception has increased to 5. At level 5, perception allows you to see a creature's level and class, if applicable. Additional levels will allow you to see more details about creatures you encounter. Oh, that is definitely going to come in handy as we move forward in the game.
"Your idiotic race would have stabbed themselves to death with pickaxes in their pathetic attempts to mine long before they could be killed by interlopers. My employer has decided that you are to receive no more assistance beyond what you have already received,"
came the gravelly voice in a calm, even tone.
"We have sent nearly 200 kobolds to you, as well as your new pet,"
Ghostman continued. I got a really bad feeling in the pit of my stomach about the pet.
"And we have not received any iron in 2 days. My employer needs this iron, and it is your job to get it through the portal. Furthermore, the gnomes and humans must not regain control of this mine. The human capital has been starved of steel and must remain so,"
Ghostman finished.
"Bah! Gonk no care what humans have. Gonk only want orc army."
Wow, this guy was an idiot. I rounded another bend and saw the flicker of torches bouncing off the walls near the final turn. I was almost there.
"If you want your army, kill the interlopers. Kill them yourself, and you shall have your army. I will return in 48 hours to ensure you have not failed us again. If you have, I suggest you not be here when I exit the portal,"
Ghostman said, the threat of his statement sending a chill down my spine, and I was not even the one that was threatened. I stepped up to the final turn just in time to see a spectral creature step up to the freestanding archway to the right of the room. As he did, the empty space within the archway began to glow a sickly green. Once the space was full of this glow, Ghostman stepped through and the glow disappeared along with Ghostman.
"Hey, Jack! Good news! I got my first critical success on crafting! I made double what I thought I could, and they last for about 30 seconds each!"
"That is good news," I said, as I looked to the other side of the room to use the new bonus ability from my perception skill. Name, Gonk. Race, Orc. Class, Level 6 Fighter. Job, Level 2 Barbarian.
I think we're gonna need all the help we can get.
Name, Midnight. Race, Black Dragon. Level, 10. Young.